Well, good morning and welcome everyone. Like I said, it's always a privilege and honor for me to stand up here and share with you God's words. Again, I want to welcome everyone, and if this is your first time, we want to welcome you as well. Like I always said, you're welcome to belong before you believe. We are just glad you're here and glad that you're joining us. Shout out to Kaden, who just came back from Vietnam. Kaden? You know you're missed. Another thing, did you guys notice about the TV? Well, you know, it's a little, it'll take some time for the changes, but, you know, a shout out to a couple guys who came up here during the week. Some came up here 4 or 5 times during the week just to get things right. I don't want to give them the credit. I want it to be them and God, let God bless them. So, you know, hopefully this transition is going to be smoothly. There's a lot of work need to be done, but it is what it is. So I hope everyone is doing well this morning. We are here, which is good, and God is good. Even though a lot of times in life, during the weekdays, there's a lot of things that we go through. Trials, tribulations, there's all the stuff that is on our plate. But there's two things that we have to kind of worry about in life. And I think these two are the only two main things. It's either you're healthy or you're sick, right? A lot of time we have all these car trouble, house trouble, and all this and that. Yes, that's annoying. That's, you know, but at the end of the day, we're healthy. So it's either you're healthy or you're sick. And if you're healthy, you don't really got nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you have two things to worry about. If you're going to get better, or you're going to get worse. If you get better, nothing to worry about. But if you get worse, again, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to live or you're going to die. And if you live, ain't got nothing to worry about. And if you die, again, there's two things to worry about. Whether you go to heaven or you go to hell. And if you go to heaven, there ain't nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell, there is two things to worry about. Original or extra crispy? I thought it was pretty funny. I saw it online, so. Anyway, I hope you had a good laugh before we dive into God's word this morning. So if you have your Bible, you can go ahead and open up and follow with us. 1 John chapter 2, we are in verse 18 to 23. 1 John chapter 2, 18 to 23. What I have up here is just verse 21 to 23, because 18 to 20 is what we talked about last week. And let me kind of give you a quick recap, a quick summary of what we learned last week from Pastor Greg and Gerald. So the Apostle John, obviously he wrote the first, he wrote John as one of the three letters. He warns us about the final hours. And Gerald made a great point. If he warned us about the final hours thousands of years ago, how much closer are we now? Hopefully the final minutes, right? In verse 18, mentions that there are three types of antichrist. Three types. The first one is the spirit of antichrist. These spirits are everywhere. They could be among your friends. They could be at your workplace. They could be here at church. These are the spirits of antichrist. The second type of spirit is the teaching, the false teachers. These are the teachers that only teach half truth. These are the teachers that only teach what you want to hear. An example is the prosperity message, this prosperity gospel. If you do this and this, this, then God will bless you this and this, and that's it. But that's not the whole Bible. And then the third one is the Antichrist, the capital A. This is the one that is mentioned in Revelation. Verse 19, John talks to us about false teachers and the people who left the church, saying that maybe they didn't really belong to the church in the first place, or belong to Christ. And in verse 20, John reminds us that as believers, We are anointed by the Holy Spirit. And what does that do? The Holy Spirit helps us to recognize the truth. And that's what I'm going to share with us this morning. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 21 to 23. Let me read them for us real quick. I write to you, not because you do not know the truth, but you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist. He who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let us pray real quick. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for everyone here. And we ask that this morning, may your Holy Spirit come into this place. Open our hearts, our minds, and our ears to hear what you want to say, to hear what you want to teach us. I ask that you help us not only to hear your words, but to obey it. Help us to remove any distractions at this time. We ask that you soften our hearts and allow your words to live within us, to dwell within us, and transform us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So let's start with verse 21. So the good news is I only have two slides, so this is going to be a quick lesson. Okay. Verse 21, the truth. Notice John mentioned the truth. What is the truth? Is it my truth? And your truth? Which one is true? Let's talk about religions for a second, because in religion, there are many, many truths. There are estimated about 4,000 to 10,000 religions today. 4 to 10,000. I just want to talk about the top four this morning. With Christianity, there is about 2.4 billion believers. 2.4. With Islam, there is 1.9 billion believers. They're catching up. Hinduism, which is 1.2 billion believers. And Buddhism, which is about 500 million believers. So you see, every one of these followers, they believe in their own truth. And a lot of them, they die by that. So what is the best way to tell the truth? How do you tell a real $100 bill from all the fake ones out there? Anybody? That's one of the way. Yep. Another way I would say is you just study, analyze, and examine the truth, the real bill, right? Why would you go and study all the fake bills and do that to yourself? If you study the real one, when you see a fake one, you know instantly that that's not real. So let me give you something that is the truth. For Islam, Allah is still in his tomb. And many of you see where I'm going with this. Brahman is still in his tomb. Buddha is still in his tomb. But there is one man who was not found in his tomb, who came back alive, and there was over 500 witnesses. They felt him, they seen him, and they ate with him. And that man is Jesus. Going back to verse 21, John says, because you know it. He says, it's not because you don't know it, but you know it. He isn't saying anything new. Because most of us, at this time of our culture, we spend our time chasing the newest teaching, the newest thing. What's the newest thing that we can learn about God? And sometimes for me, as a person who shares to others, I fall into that trap too. There are a lot of us that goes to church, we have this type of mindset. The mindset of, I'm not learning anything new. We have the mindset of, I'm not being fed enough. But I challenge you to change that mindset. John says here, because you know the truth, but the next step is, are you being obedient to it? Are you living out your life and producing fruits that you are called to be? Because knowing it doesn't do anything. The devil knows it. The devil knows the truth. So what I'm about to say here is, it might make some of you guys angry. It might ruffle some feathers, but I'm going to say it anyway. The people with the mindset of, I'm not being fed enough, or I'm not learning anything new, right? The problem, maybe the problem isn't that you're not being fed enough. Maybe the problem is you're being fed too much, and now you become fat. The problem is you never moved, you never serve, you never care, you never share, you never serve, right? You sit around and you just consume, consume, and consume. And the most exciting thing in your life is the latest episode on Netflix. And you go, well, I'm not being fed. I go to church every Sunday, and it's repetitive, it's in and out, it's getting boring. Well, the thing is, it's not boring. And you're just being disobedient to the words. Because we are called more than just consumption. We are called to give, to share, to care for others. Not just to know him, but also to follow him. And again, I'm not saying this out of condemnation. I'm actually saying this out of love. Because you have to remember, at the end of time, God caused, he did not cause to be rich. He did not cause to be successful. He did not cause to be famous or popular. He caused to be faithful. At the end of time, we will have to answer to him. And we wanted him to say, well done, my faithful servant. That's what he caused us to be faithful, a faithful servant. So I want you to ask yourself this morning, am I anchored in God's truth? Or am I easily influenced by peers, cultures, and opinions? Verse 22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? So here you can see that the devil is using the same old trick since the garden days. Did God really say? Did God really say, right? He twists things. He twists words, right? Nothing has changed. That's his tactic. He deceives and he lies. Because of these deceits and lies, this is the reason why we have so many false religions, so many false teachers. What he does is mainly he attacks the identity of Jesus. He whispers in people's ear, is he really God? Isn't he just another prophet? How can he be man and God? I'm sure you have friends that ask and talk to you about these type of questions. And that's why it's very important that we need to be rooted in God's word and not be easily blown by everything else. Some people, or a lot of people, they admire Jesus. They say, oh, he's a good teacher. He gives good moral. He's a good moral example. He's a prophet. Or he's just an inspiring leader. But here's the thing. You can know all those things about Jesus. But if you reject him as the coming Messiah, as the Son of God, you miss the whole point. You miss the whole Bible. If you do that, you will reject the real Jesus. And because that's the only way to heaven. And I'll show you a verse in a second. So again, why do you think we have so many false religions out there? Because Satan doesn't always try to get people to reject Jesus completely. Again, his game, his tactic is just to twist words just barely enough to where we can get confused from the real Jesus and the other Jesus. So all he needs is simply to persuade us to believe in a different Jesus. The Jesus that is only the good teacher. The Jesus that this Jesus is one among many. The Jesus that wants me to be happy more than holy. And the Jesus that never judge anyone. That's the devil's lies. You know, And for us, a lot of time, we tend to create our own Jesus. Instead of asking, who does Jesus say he is? We ask, who do I want Jesus to be? And that's not following Jesus. That's asking Jesus to follow us. Last verse, 23. No one who denies the Son has the Father. This is pretty plain and simple. Many people say, oh, I believe God. Many people say, oh, all religion has the same God. And some even says, if you're sincere and you worked hard and you're honest, that's good enough. But John says sincerity isn't enough. That there is only one way to know the Father is through the Son. Can we get the next slide? I have two slides. This is the second one. So we're almost done. John 14:6. This is a very popular, famous verse. He said to him, I am the truth. No other God has says that about himself. This is Jesus saying, I am the truth. I am the way. The only way. There is no other way. And I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Can't explain anything more about that. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let me give you a couple of illustrations real quick. In order to go through somebody's house, you have to go through their door. Jesus is that door. In John 10, he says, I am the door. In order to get through it, you have to go through this door. Let me give you another illustration. Imagine there's this bridge between you and God. And because of sins, this bridge is disconnected. There's a gap in the middle. And because of Jesus' death and resurrection, he filled that gap. He filled that bridge. So now that we have access to God. And without that, that's not doable. To reject Jesus is to reject God. And to receive Jesus is to receive the Father. So let me end it with this. Verse 21, we know the truth. Not only that, you got to stay rooted in God's words. You got to stay rooted in this. Verse 22 says that not only that we know the truth, you got to protect the truth. Don't settle for a version of Jesus that the culture has made. That the culture shaped. Hold on to the Jesus that's in the scripture, that's in the Bible. And verse 23, only knowing the truth and protecting the truth, but you also got to proclaim the truth. There's a saying, you preach the gospel with your lips, but you paint the gospel with your life. And that, if I have anything to say, is Jesus is the only way. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for revealing the truth to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you guard our hearts from deceptions. Help us to remain faithful to your words. We ask that you give us discernment so that we recognize what is true and what is false. Help us to never compromise who Jesus is, but is instead boldly confess that he is the Son of God. We ask you to help us to follow you faithfully to the day we eagerly await your arrival. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.